Welcome back to the Weekend Warm-Up on 96.3 The Big Jab.
Welcome back. Hit us with the emails, jeffs@thebigjab.com. Joining us on the line right now from ProHockeyTalk.com on NBC Sports, Joe Yerden joins us. Joe, how you doing this morning?
Doing great, guys. How you doing?
Doing great. How you've been up tweeting the World Championship since about 8 o'clock. I'm a little concerned for your mental health.
Well, this tournament's a little bit goofy because it goes on the same time as the Stanley Cup playoffs, and a lot of guys don't want to play in it. You know, they want the rest. You know, once their season's over, the NHL. So, but today's the semifinals, and the first game started at 8 this morning. So, because it's taking place out in Germany, so it's an early start. But hey, anytime for hockey is a good time.
Yeah, I would say so. Let's go ahead and obituary the Boston Bruins season. We'll get that done with, even though it's about a week later. I think everybody's calmed down enough to actually look at it with kind of a objection to eye, I guess, if you will, unobjective eye. What the hell happened to this team to lose a 3-0 lead?
You know, it was. I got to choose my words carefully here because I know you guys are still a little bit sensitive to what happened. Everybody was fired up about the Bruins again. You know, people were excited about, you know, they're like, holy crap, they're gonna make the conference finals. You know, we got a good chance to win because all the other good teams bit it, and then that happens. I want to blame the lack of depth on the Bruins lineup. You don't think that losing a guy like David Krejci is gonna be the move that killed him, but it turned out that it was. It was a combo of losing Krejci and the Flyers getting back Simone Gagné, and then I know a lot of people got bent out of shape when, you know, Boucher got hurt and then Michael Layton had to come in. They're like, oh geez, Michael Layton, this guy stinks. Well, he was going to be the guy that was going to be starting in the playoffs for the Flyers anyway. Boucher was the guy who was persona non grata in Philly for a while. I mean, they brought in Michael Layton to take Boucher's job because he didn't do well. And then, you know, Layton comes in, he's fresh. You know, he doesn't have to end of the season grind on him, pull like a rabbit's out of his hat. The Bruins, you know, went back to not being able to throw the puck in the ocean as far as scoring. And, you know, I mean, it was just a bad run. It was a bad time for a losing streak. You know, the Bees had only had two other bad losing streaks during the year, but, man, they picked the absolute worst time to have another one.
My thing with David Krejci was that while he wasn't lighting up the score sheet, he was doing all the other things. He was in the corners. He was grinding it out. He was throwing the puck out in front. He was doing all the little things that I think that team needed to have done, and that was my biggest concern, losing him. Does Claude Julien survive this? Because I think at the end, I think most Bruins fans, and I'm not going to pin it all on the too many men on the ice penalty, but Julien couldn't get this team turned around. They saw little bits and pieces of it, but he really couldn't put this team over the hump to just say, win one game. That's all we need to win.
Yeah, I think Julien survives. If only because it would mean a complete roster kind of overhaul if they toss him out. The team is kind of built for the system that he wants. You know, they kind of reliant on, you know, falling back defensively, kind of trapping a little bit here and there. I know it's a dirty word for everybody when it comes to hockey. But it's about being defensively responsible. I mean, that's why Phil Kessel got chased out of town. You know, he wasn't defensively responsible. All he wanted to do was score goals, and they were like, well, you're not going to fit in here. And for Boston, they want to grind games out. They want to beat you up physically. And, you know, the team is kind of built for that specifically. Have one, two lines that are going to score goals, and the other two lines are good. Unfortunately, when you lose guys like Savard for a chunk of time, you lose a Krejci, you know, you get a Michael Ryder who runs about as hot and cold as anybody I've ever seen. It doesn't leave a lot of room for error. And I think I know Chiu could have his hands full with trying to decide what, there's a lot of bad money floating on that team that they got to figure out what to do with. But I think, I think Julian survives. I think he could be one of those guys that gets chased out mid-season if things don't turn around. But, you know, the Bruins aren't going to be – they're not going to be bad next year. They're going to be competitive again. They're going to be a playoff team. So there's no reason to toss him out now. You know, Rask is the goalie of the future. He's the goalie of now, which makes a Tim Thomas contract look even worse. But I think the Bruins are going to be fine. They just need to stay healthy and then find a couple of guys that can score goals. You know, some guys that they can use to fill in and jump in there and just start throwing it in the net.